And basically on the slide is just many ways of stating that notion. Manual before automation. One of the things that I found when building a marketplace is that process is very, very important over time as you scale. But you need not try to automate everything and create software to just, have robots just run everything. What you really should do to understand what you should build is to manually do it yourself. An example of this is when we started taking on cleaning professionals onto our platform, we would have them we would ask them a bunch of questions over the phone, and then in person, we asked them a bunch of questions too. And then they would go to a test clean, and then they would, get onboarded to our platform if they were good enough. And so this took doing all this question asking for that many candidates. We had about a 3 to 5% acceptance rate. And so you can imagine all the people we were talking to in the beginning of the funnel that never even made it onto the platform. But what happened over time was that we learned certain questions that we were asking were indicators of whether they're going to be a good or a bad performer on the platform. Through just like data collection and just looking at everything, we could just ask on an online form. So that's when we put in an online application. They could apply, and then we would ask them maybe several other questions during the in-person interview. So it's if you try to automate things too fast, then you run into this problem, potential problem of not being able to move quickly on trying to iterate with things like questions on an application and stuff like that. And the third point here is temporary brokenness is much better than permanent paralysis. By that, what I mean is, perfection is irrelevant during this stage. When you get to the next stage of growth, like what you're trying to maybe perfect in this one stage is probably going to not matter anyway. And so do not worry about all the edge cases when you're building something. Just worry about the generic case of who your core user is going to be. And then as you get bigger and bigger and bigger, the volume of those edge cases will increase over time, and you'll want to, build for that. And lastly, beware of the Frankenstein approach, which is great. You talk to all these users, they give you all these ideas. The first thing you're going to want to do is go build every single one of them and then go show them the next day and make them happier. You should definitely listen to user feedback, but when someone tells you to build a feature, you shouldn't go build it right away. What you should really do is, get to the bottom of why they're asking you to build a feature. It's usually what they're suggesting is not the best idea, but what they're really suggesting is, I have this other problem that you've either created for me while using the product, or, I really need this problem solved before I'm ever going to pay to use this product. And so figure that out first, instead of piling on a bunch of features, which then hides the problem altogether.